coincidentally, Mass will be held at St. Patrick's Cathedral tomorrow morning for the first time since March. Cardinal Timothy Dolan will lead that service and joins us on the Newsline. Cardinal, a lot has happened since the last time people came together for Mass at St. Pat's. What's this reopening of sorts mean for you and for everyone?
Oh, listen, it is really joyful. It's really hopeful, Kevin. Thanks for asking me on. We're looking forward to it. Actually, we've been back at it for the last 2 weeks in the upper counties. We've been stricter in the city, understandably so, since it was the epicenter. So weekday masses and Sunday masses have been going on for 2 weeks in the upper counties. But you're right, they will start tomorrow in the city, actually tonight with the vigil mass. And, even from a human point of view, Kevin, for the last 14 months, all I've been hearing with folks with whom I chat on the phone or Zoom or whatever is, when can we get back to Sunday Mass? Which is a great thing to hear. What an act of faith, an eagerness to get back. So this is going to be really thrilling. I was able to do it last Saturday night, Kevin, up at Harriman. I went to the parish there because, as I said, the upper counties were able to start a little earlier. I didn't tell the people I was coming. The pastor knew, but just to see them there, just to see their thrill at being back at Mass, to hear God's holy word, to pray, to get back in touch with friends, to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. There was a real sense of joy there. It almost seems like the past 14 weeks, so many people have rediscovered their need for God, their hunger for faith, and to see that fulfilled as they were able to get back. Look, we're still really careful. We're still really strict. We're still at 25% capacity with a lot of sanitation, the social distancing, not much singing, no sign of peace, no communion with the cup. But and for me, I was as thrilled as I was to see them and as great as it'll be tomorrow morning at St. Patrick's, I'm still unable to shake their hands. I'm still unable to give them a hug and chat with them real close. So we're not totally back yet because we do want to be safe and healthy. But boy, is this a great step.
Yeah, it's a new reality, and we are starting to see some life in the city. St. Patrick's very much the fabric of the city as well, part of it. The reality, though, the virus is still out there. We're seeing spread in other states, Florida, which I mentioned earlier, Arizona as well, Texas. So how do you make sure that we can gather, stay safely? You mentioned some of the protocols, but how do you make sure that no one forgets that things can quickly turn?
Well, I'll tell you this. We have been so scrupulous in getting out the guidelines and the protective measures. And I mentioned to you that I was up last week at one of our parishes. And actually, Friday morning, Kevin, at St. Patrick's Cathedral, I ordained two men priests. And it was a very limited crowd. My point is, it's working. There's distancing, there's masks, there's hand sanitizers all over. So it is working. We're very, very careful. I mean, if people can get to a supermarket, if people can get to outside dining and keep the safe distance and keep health in mind, we're able to do it within the church. What we've been through the last 14 months, I'm glad we were strict. And it's worked. So far, so good for us. And I think with all our guidelines in place, the priests have been well-equipped. They've got great volunteers who are able to sanitize the pews, the hymnals, the doors before and after each Mass. So I think we'll be okay.
Well, you mentioned people have rediscovered their faith. These last 3 to 4 months have been trying on so many in the city, especially with the massive amount of loss and heartache. What have you been hearing during that time from parishioners and just from everyday people here in the city?
You hear kind of both. You hear both sides, Kevin. So I'll hear from a lot of people. They'll say, "Oh my Lord, this is getting to me. Where is God in all this? I just lost Grandma. We were unable even to be there around her bedside. When we went to the cemetery, we couldn't even embrace and cry together. So where's the Lord in all this?" On the other hand, you keep hearing people saying, "Cardinal Dolan, I've rediscovered an interior resilience and strength. I've detected a new hunger for the Lord and for the faith and for church. And I'm sensing God's presence and grace. Very often, Kevin, we usually detect God's action in our life from the rearview mirror when we look back and say, wow, at the very time I was asking, where are you, Lord? Now I know he was there. I see it. That's what seems to be going on now after 14 weeks. People are saying he came through. The healthcare professionals, our first responders, our police officers, our teachers, our essential workers, family, neighbors, friends. God came through them, and God came through internally in my heart and soul with his grace and mercy, and hallelujah. It was a tough, tough journey, but now that we begin to sense a rescue and an end to all this, we're saying thank God.
Cardinal Dolan joining us on the Newsline. Thank you, and best of luck as St. Patrick's tries to get back to somewhat normal.
Invite me back when the Yankees and Mets start again, okay?
Absolutely.
See you, Kevin.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Cardinal Dolan there on our Newsline.